for the In the Conversation podcast with Funny Man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
This is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We are in the building.
Yeah.
In your ear canal. In your cubicle. In your big ass headphones. Or your pods, whatever you use.
Route, to get rolling this with you on your delivery truck.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We are out here. You know we are with you. We are. I was trying to think of somewhere else.
In the commute.
In the commute. In the Uber pool. You know what I mean? These takes
office.
Are polarizing.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. We cooking dinner with you. Cleaning up the house with you.
There you go. Clean the crib. It was a lot of good music that came out. Your crib shouldn't be dirty this weekend. It was a lot of good shit to clean.
What came out this weekend?
Rafael Sadiq dropped an album.
Yeah, I heard that.
Jeezy dropped an album.
Yeah, I heard that.
Lil Brother dropped the album a couple days before.
Yeah, I haven't.
Rhapsody dropped the album.
I need to check that.
Missy Elliott dropped the album.
That wasn't the album.
But, a couple but, songs.
But I checked that.
I think that's all that I remember. It might have been a few other people. It was a few other people. Pusha T put out a record. Cash Doll. Little sociopath.
Right.
That's kind of ill. Let me see what else. Snoop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That shit. That Snoop shit. That Snoop shit is nice.
Yeah. I ain't get all the way through it yet.
Surprisingly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Usually you get a Snoop record. You know what I'm saying? Snoop will have a single out there.
Right.
And you rock with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is a pretty cohesive album this time.
Yeah.
And it had, you know, it had a unified topic. I guess he was inspired.
Right. You know I want to thank me. What's the topic? It's just.
Just like, it's that it's real LA.
Right.
The real LA gang, unity, you know what I'm saying? Nipsey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All of the after effects of what happened with Nipsey.
Right.
So it's really centered on real gang life and the unity and coming together and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I caught a little bit. I caught like, so I listened to the record he was talking about where he was kind of, you know, bigging up Shug.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that record. Then I heard the other thing with the, what other shit? Couple records
they,
on there.
You know, son, he dropped a video for the Swiss Beats joint, The Countdown. Which, when I saw the video, I was like, eh, okay. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a Snoop banger. Like, you know what I'm saying? But as I listened to it within the album,
Like, it's okay. All right. It's like the beat, it's like, it's a countdown, and then the beat drop a little bit, right? Yeah. I remember
and then
that,
it's real, the real old school, you know, Funky Worm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's the OG LA sound.
OG LA sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like when, you know, you hear it, you don't hear it with the bass, you don't hear it with, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay.
Right.
You know, the video, they didn't throw nothing new. And you know what I'm saying? But then when I heard it in the album, I'm like, oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. I fuck with that One Blood, One Cuz.
Okay.
I heard the song before I saw the video. So, you know what
Was the video for it too?
Yeah.
Video
I guess he dropped that on Nipsey's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Video cool, you know what I'm saying? It's real, you know, they get real, you know, lo-fi in the streets. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, lot of footage that probably already existed. I was trying to figure out who the guy was on the intro, because the guy come in on the intro, he in jail.
Oh, it's the cat talking about, y'all, bloods to me, my left, 60s to my whatever.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We unified in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just like, you know, somebody giving a real testimony, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit, when I was out in my generation, wasn't nobody banging harder than me.
Right.
He's like, right. Might have been some that banged just as hard, but none that banged harder. And he's like, that shit was worthless. You know what I'm saying?
It's like when Tyson threw his belts. It's thrash. You know, he's tossing that shit. It's garbage.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm in here. This shit ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we in here and we unified. You know what I mean? I know y'all don't want to hear this shit out there.
Yeah.
And that's just real talk. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to hear that shit when they in it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
So. Because you try to suppress that little inkling of a thought of the, this don't make no sense. You know what I mean? Like, there's that part of it where it's like, I don't know, I'm bugging.
Because that take the edge off of your banging.
Yeah, you know, you can't do it.
It's like being an athlete and everybody was like, well, you know, you need to think about your other options.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need to think about your future other than outside of sports. Now, that's real shit. But then that cat who ain't thinking about shit, it's out there killing, knocking your head off.
Yeah, their focus is a little different.
You need a little edge on some of this shit out here we doing, and you know what I'm saying, spectating on.
Right.
It that edge is what takes you through it harder and makes you more successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you're not really looking backwards and forwards at the same time.
Yeah. Just rush in.
Right.
Just go all out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like actually speaking of that, my neighbor, he has a little cousin that's one of the top recruits coming out of California, like a D linebacker.
Uh-huh.
And what's his nigga name? They call his two brothers, the Flo brothers, F-O-L-E, Justin Flo and another J Flo. Man,
F-O-L-E?
F-L-O-W-E.
Oh, okay.
F-L-O-W-E, okay. Flo. And I watched his tapes.
Crazy with it?
This nigga hit. Even one game, he suplexed the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
He's a line defensive back?
Nah, he's a linebacker. So he like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think he playing middle, or, you know what I'm saying? I think he playing middle
so
linebacker.
So he getting sacks and shit like
sacks
that.
Sacks, and you know, he just guarding the whole middle of the field. Yeah. And this nigga is.
Big motherfucker? Big.
This man is crazy. Like, you know, I'm not sure how tall he is, but you know, he one of them types that wear the cutoff shirt.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
can see all this whole yeah, eight yeah, pack.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he just playing with an intensity that I haven't seen in a minute. You know
and
what I'm saying?
This is in high school still. He ain't
in high school. He ain't even 12th grade. He like going to the 12th grade.
Wow.
So his 11th grade, yeah, he out there suplexing niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
On the field.
Mm.
And just running through cats. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, he ain't showing no regard and no fear. And then you could tell, I guess because of the, you know, what's going on with concussions and all that kind of shit, you could tell they teaching these kids different ways to tackle because he not tackling the same as it's like how you usually see a cat come in with his head.
Head hunting.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He really hitting you square with his shoulders, but he's so strong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He blowing cats out.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this nigga here is crazy.
Yeah. It's the new generation.
And then he got a little brother doing the same shit.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up.
So. No, that was just an aside.
No, I can dig it. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of California, yeah. And, you know what I'm saying?
That feel like that's starting to become, maybe not, but you, football prospects, you're starting to see more and more. I don't want to say it's less and less, but you're starting to see more. You would know better than me because you're from a state that pumps out football players and shit mm-hmm. like that. But with the CTE on the rise and stuff, I've been seeing a lot of people kind of sliding out of it. It ain't really, and I mean, shit, what's your man, what, Andrew Luck,
yeah.
He just stepped off.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that became a bit of an uproar because some people felt like you're supposed to leave it all on the field.
Man, you was a sucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you around here with the backaches.
Right.
You seeing these new young cats come through stronger, faster.
Suplexing motherfuckers
suplexing
in high school?
Motherfuckers.
Nah.
You're like, man, looking please, at, I can't do another round of this
I'm
shit.
Looking at that game tape like, nope. Nah. Like, how old is he?
That's who coming in?
Nah.
Man, y'all
and that's the legal it. Way. No. Man,
I've already made $100 mil. I'm
good,
man,
out of here, man,
before y'all
faculties.
Kill me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
My line ain't shit.
You know? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, but as much as you see it, you know what I mean, you do have people who are opting out, going more basketball, more soccer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? More baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you got some places where, shit, like where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
football is down there. Attached to your masculinity.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's part of your upbringing. It's, you know what
right.
I'm saying? It's coming of age. It's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a rite of passage.
And did you play?
Yeah, I played. I played up until niggas started getting big.
You did your Andrew Luck?
Then I did my Andrew Luck. Like, shit.
We opt out.
I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand, we didn't have a basketball team when I was growing up.
Right.
So basketball wasn't as big. You had cats who played ball, but that wasn't the shit. Football was where you got your fame, where you got, you know what I mean? Like, the whole, like, the town, like, the way they looked at you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They judging you by your football build.
Right, you know what I mean?
Oh, you a tall, skinny, lanky nigga. Like, you know, a receiver.
Saying?
You could be a receiver, a corner, tight end, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The cats who got all the respect was, you know what I'm saying, running backs and, you know what I'm saying, the linebacker types or cornerback type speed, a lot of strength and speed. So, you know, it's a part of the culture. So it's not even like – that's why, like, on the show that they did on Luke, you know, focusing on his squad, which is in Liberty City, you know what I'm saying? It gives you the impression that it's just the hood parents that are into it, looking for a way out. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the case. Like, the parents who are doing well, you know what I'm saying, live in a $1 million house, you know what I'm saying, their kids are getting the better trainers and, the, you know what I'm saying, they starting them earlier, you know, and really going in. Like I said, it's Friday Night Lights. It's part of the whole...
the fabric.
It's part of the fabric of the community. You know what I'm saying? So it's beyond just, oh, they just looking for a way out. Nah, you got kids out there that's coming in that's straight-A students, you know what I'm saying? But 5-4-star athletes, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a different way it's a different culture, you know? So you got that in Florida. You got that in Texas. You got that in California, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a hard thing. It's like when the protest was going on, when, you know, we was looking at the league, like, you know, yeah, it's fucked up. But you coming from a place where that's what it's all about. That's the next level. That's the profession.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where we going to get the job.
That's where, like, they hiring at.
You know what I'm saying? That's where they making the most black millionaires. You know what I'm saying? So
is that?
I think that's what it is. I think they pumping out the most black millionaires.
Let us know on research, man. Let us know if that's most black millionaires through the
NFL.
Yeah. That's wild.
You know what I'm saying? Wild. So you look, you know, they looking at it a whole different way. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's interesting. I don't think I realized that so many football players came from, like, Florida, Texas, and I guess Cali and shit like that until maybe I got to college. Because I remember growing up, my stepfather, one of the things he would always say when it was cold, so that's that football weather. You know what I mean? So, you know, shit, down south, it's hot than a motherfucker. And I'm like, damn, y'all got them pads on out there? That shit got to be sweltering.
It is. It's two days in the summer?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Man, I opted out of anything with a coach when you know what I'm saying, motherfucker, we was running laps in the summer. It was basketball.
Right.
We running laps. Coach riding on a bike next to us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all gonna run till I get tired. Like, I'm looking at like, nigga, shit. Fuck this.
Yeah, I wasn't the most coachable.
Nah, I was an uncoachable kid. On that tip, I just, you know what I'm saying? I be looking at it like, well, shit, what the fuck is this going to do for me?
Yeah, because I was, you know, I didn't see the finish line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think you got to be able to see the full finish line to truly concede to that coaching.
Right. And see, the thing about it is, back then, you didn't have 24-hour ESPN coverage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In my era, so you looking at stats in the newspaper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you had to be very committed to really understand what the finish line looked like, what it's going to take.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's people that did it. It's people that be surrounding you that's like reading the papers, such and such got this amount of catches, this amount of yards. All he need is this to be the top, you know what I'm saying, of all time. You know what I mean? And they do this every day. That one surrounding me like that. You know what I mean? So, so, you know, but now it's your research is unlimited as far as the end game, knowing how much everybody make, how much contracts worth, you know what I'm saying? What school's taking what type of skill sets is needed next. You know what I'm saying? It's like a whole industry of how this whole thing breaks down. Like, if you had that shit for other industries, like, you know what I'm saying, we'd probably be in a better place. Like, you had coverage of, you know what I'm saying, how you get from, you know what I'm saying, just a high school degree to, you know, this place.
Right.
And who making what, you know what I'm saying? The plumber's over here, you know what I'm saying? He just signed a deal, you know what I mean? He getting, you know, $89,000 right out of, you know, right out of trade school. You know, and, you know, you're breaking down a nigga contract, you got the superstars of plumbing. Right. Shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niggas might be going for it a lot better. You know what I'm saying? And then if you break down really what niggas is making in the street, you know what I'm saying?
That would be a dope show just called Career Goals. You know what and I'm every saying? Week it's just a different set of careers. Three different careers. It could be plumber, drug dealer, NBA basketball player. We're going to tell you what's going on, right. Who the recruits, what are the biggest pros and cons, what's going on, who just retired. Right. You know, some funny shit like that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Because
if you knew what your local corner boy was making, you'd be like, shit, I ain't going into that shit.
Go to Popeye's.
You know what I'm saying? I'd do McDonald's. I'd do three shifts at McDonald's.
Did you have that sandwich yet?
Nah. It ain't never. I mean, I don't think they got them shits in New York.
I had one.
You had one?
Yeah, I had one. I found it. Yeah, they doing
it. You found it?
I was uptown, way uptown. what was that shit, 190? Yeah, I was way up there. 190 over by Wadsworth up in the Heights. I pulled up on one. And
it had a line?
Nah, it wasn't a crazy line. I pulled up. It was meant to be because it was a little parking spot right in front of the spot. I pulled right up because I did the... I saw there was one around there. I was like, let me go see what's cracking. See up in this area if the hype is not as intense.
Right.
I pulled up, you know. And I was planning on like it being ridiculous and just pulling off. You know what I'm saying? Just a little curiosity drive by. But like I said, fucking spot was wide open. It had a little something, but it wasn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there, then the line started getting crazy behind me. It started getting a little crazy. And it was funny because I was in line. I just assumed that it was a go because I didn't see any signs and right. I seen people committed to the line.
Right.
I was in the line for about 4 minutes and I ain't saying nothing. I just silently got on the line. The cat in front of me was like, yo, they out of sandwiches. I was like, oh. He was like, nah, I'm fucking with you. I was like, oh. He caught me. And he caught me from the end of the line. This wasn't even a motherfucker that had no authority right. or any information. But I waited it out about 10 minutes in line.
Okay.
That's
a normal Popeyes.
It's a normal Popeyes.
Yeah.
I got the sandwich and that shit was all right. I can't even front, dude. Because all of the hype, you know, right. Your first bite, you're going to have the scrutiny
right,
chew. You're
right,
like, let me see what the fuck you nigga talking about. And then that shit was okay. That shit was all right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was good. My only critique maybe is it could be a little bit spicier. Like we said before, difference between the spicy and the regular is on the spicy, they just take spicy mayonnaise. They don't spice up the patty from what I've seen. They just take spicy mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah. And shit was good. I just wanted it. I thought it was going to have the spice level of typical Popeye's spicy.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know where they're getting these. Speaking of NFL, I don't know where they're getting these big ass chicken breasts that they putting in these sandwiches. These shits.
You like churches?
Nigga, these shits might be bigger than church. These shits is
on the
for
sandwich?
Sure.
Bigger than the bread?
Duh. These are for sure genetically modified. Situations.
Crack chickens.
Hell, these shits is humongous. They're ridiculous. You're like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? But it don't stop you. yeah, so there's that.
Okay.
Yeah. So check it out. So I feel like the, you know, I don't know about the hype, but I will say this sandwich is solid. It is solid. It's killing Chick-fil-A too. It's not even a competition.
Damn. So that's real.
But you know, I didn't really rock Chick-fil-A like that.
And then it's the residual effects because all the places I pass by, like I'm not actively going.
Right.
But if I see one, I'll be like, you know, check to see if they got a sign. All of them had a sign.
Yeah.
But it seems like the residual effects is that the lines are still long. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I guess they came for the sandwich and wasn't there. They're like, fuck it, might as well get some Popeyes.
You know what I mean? I'm here.
Because my daughter was like, let's go check it. And I'm like, ah, man, But then I saw the sign. I was like, they not going to have it. Just to see that sign right there. How you know it says they don't have a sandwich? Like, that's the only reason they don't have a sign.
What the sign say? No
so
sandwich?
Sorry for the inconvenience. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But no sandwiches available. The line's still banging. And then she's like, hey, can we just get some fries? I'm like, I'm not standing that line for no damn fries. Shit.
What you online for, especially the media come? What are you online for? We're here for fries. that's commitment.
No, sir.
Oh, man. I'm gonna tell you some other shit though. That reminded me of something. It'll come back to me.
Yeah. What else was popping this weekend?
What else do this weekend? I was chilling, man. A bunch of work. I'm trying to think. There's a couple things that I came across. It's going to come back to me in a minute. Yeah, I'm blanking on something. I started watching that Motown documentary on Showtime. You see that shit?
I don't have Showtime.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, Showtime's been kind of killing with these documentaries. They did a good Suge Knight documentary, good
they got
Teddy Pendergrass documentary.
I saw Teddy P.
Yeah, they got a good Suge Knight. Suge Knight's one is, Suge is telling you his, we never talked about this? It's pretty good. I actually will watch it again, because I don't even know if I saw the full thing from beginning to end, but when I do, remember when I watched the joint, One of the best parts about the whole documentary is, you know, this is Suge Knight speaking first person. Mm-hmm. So they go to the scene of the crime where Tupac got shot. And he's giving the play-by-play of how it happened, what he remembers, mm-hmm. what Pac said when he was getting in the, you know what I mean, the ambulance.
I thought he was getting hit with lead.
No. But it gave you, it's interesting because, you know, there's so many accounts of what's going on. You see the photo, you hear the story a million times from mm-hmm. people that weren't involved. And they hear it firsthand from the cat that's the only one that's living from that situation, well, you know, from that car.
Right.
He give you some real insight. Like, yo, so this was what happened, and then this is how he was initially. We thought, like, I'm paraphrasing because it's a while since I seen it, but it was just like, wow, I never heard that perspective before. That kind of, mm-hmm. like, that passage alone is worth checking out that documentary.
Right.
But, yeah, so they're in the middle doing the, I'm in the middle of watching this Motown show, and I didn't get all the way through. Did you catch up on, well, it's a couple different things.
Power came out.
I mean, we had a sad episode of the Snowfall with old Wanda Bell and yeah, Pretty Girl.
That was after.
That's a Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
That shit right there was stressful.
I seen it coming. No, I felt it was coming.
Yeah, man, I mean, we seen they foreshadowed it since right. last season. You know, right. since the first time they ever got the cocaine in the house in the first season.
Yeah,
they foreshadowed it.
Yeah.
Because when they brought it in the first time and they was in there about to cut it up, and she came over, knocked on the door, and they thought it was the cats who was looking for him.
Right.
But then she came through the window, and then they hadn't hid the cocaine that good, and she saw it, and then she was like, "Ooh, let me get some.
Right.
And then he was like, "Get the fuck, what?" Yeah. So they foreshadowed it from the jump.
Really?
But what it did, which I haven't – really felt from any other, it's like, you know, people say we don't need another, you know, yeah. street movie or another hood movie, blah blah blah, but what I seen in this that I haven't seen in any of the other depictions of that era is that, one, it comes from a perspective of right when it hit, when nobody really knew what it was gonna be.
It was very easy, you know, to get caught up.
Yeah, because it was just like the next little thing. You ain't really know.
You didn't see the bodies.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, yeah. It ain't like when we grew up, you could see that shit mm-hmm. all the night of the living base heads. Mm-hmm. You ain't know that was happening. It was just party time.
Right.
But because it's from that space, you could really get a feel for, one, how people got caught up right quick, and that it didn't, in this particular episode, they, you know what I'm saying, how Leon was telling them, you know what I'm saying? We ain't making all this money because, you know, people ain't strong. We making all this money because this shit is addictive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, so, you know, Leon had seen his girl get caught up. And now, you know, Franklin.
By Lee.
Lee. Leon. Okay. His name Leon.
Is he Leon? I thought he was just Lee.
Nah, it's Lee. I mean, it's Lee, but Leon.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
I mean,
I thought
you
was
know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So, they did a lot of real sleight of hand things that if you weren't really from that era, or you don't, not even from that era, but just in, mm-hmm. you're not black,
mm-hmm.
you might have missed it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So like my wife was sitting there, she black, but she kind of missed like when they walked up to the spot to go get out the crack house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, "Go get your girl, Saint."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then she was like, that was like moral support, like to go get her. But mm-hmm. now it's kind of like, like payback for like you know what I'm saying, dissing Wanda. There's a lot of shade in there.
Leon was sick.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shade, but then it was also, it's like the only way, like sometimes black men get together and the only way they could really show you support is to throw some tough ass darts at your ass. And you know what I'm saying? It's like an assassination, but you know what I'm saying? It's also a motivation.
It's like message.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, nigga, I need you to be recognized.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no pat on the back.
You thought this shit couldn't happen.
Right, yeah. You thought this shit couldn't happen. Now here it is. Now go get your girl. Right. Even though he just told him a few minutes ago, that ain't my girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so, your lady.
Yeah, it's how you feel. It ain't about what's real, is what the situation is. It's how you feel. And when they know you feel a certain way, that is a target to throw that dart, pow, hit you. You know what I'm saying?
Because he want you to feel what he been feeling.
Exactly.
He like shit.
And that's what we do. That's what black men do.
Hurt people, hurt people.
You know what I'm saying? You got to feel this yourself.
Yeah. Hold that, pop.
Hold it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My girl is the only crackhead in the crew.
Right. So. You know what I'm saying? What it did, though, to me was, like, it really, like, you could feel the trauma of that whole era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's, like, it was, like, in what they call that when your cancer go away?
Remission.
It was in your trauma was in remission. And then that shit kind of, like, damn, that shit was like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when you see your first person that you care about on it and then be all the way on it, and then be sucking dick in the corner, and then, you know, people be talking about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, then they come to you with the little darts and shit. Ain't that, you know, not that my mom, it wasn't my mama on the crack, but one of my dad's girlfriends who we was campaigning to be, you know what I'm saying, mama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was the best one to us, and she was the only one of my dad was kind of like a player, but she was the only one that kind of took an interest in us, and, you know what I'm saying, showed us shit and taught us shit. And, you know, he ended up, you know, breaking up with her, but then she ended up getting on crack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Latin least likely motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Teacher, cute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to get everybody. That's what make you respected.
Vashti looking, drove a Volvo, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, now you see her walking the street. Like, you know what I'm saying? A zombie and your boys like, ain't that your mama? Like, nah. You know what I'm saying? All you could do is take that and hold it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And once that happens, then that's where the shit come in, like the trauma part. It's like, once that happens, then it becomes, you can't feel nothing for nobody that's on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because it's like, you know, one, they had a choice. Then two, you know what I'm saying? You don't know these people. It just become hustlers and customers after that.
Yeah.
And you just get numb to the whole shit. But it, watching that shit on Snowfall was like, damn. Damn, that shit was a fucked up era.
Yeah.
And that shit ran a long time. That was they coming in like 84. That shit ran.
It's about
to the 90s, the late 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit is wild. It's almost like, it's like that, the big show? It's not Game of Thrones, the other one with the zombies, where they like, the zombies, the Daywalker, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
It's like the Walking Dead. Because
right.
You do have to compartmentalize. It's like, it's over. They've succumbed. Sometimes you can see people come back, but even that'll fuck you up because that'll give you false hope. Because people will come back for a hot second and be gone again. Like
just
it's
always leery.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
It was one of the strongest walking, living, not testimonials, but. It's not disclaimer. I guess it's like these were like walking warning signs.
Right.
Like if you had to, but you had to pay attention because after a while, to your point, that's back in 84. So where it was like, you know, Wanda, she liked to party. She might smoke weed. She might do whatever. It was no real stigma in any of this. It's party.
Right.
And you got caught. So that was new. But as you get older, these people become more and more. So then the empathy dissipates too.
Yeah.
Because now people are like, you should have known better.
Right.
Which is not even just in, and I, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, but not even just when it relates to drugs, but in our community, we have a, you should have known better, serve your right ass empathy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, what your ass is doing over there right. type of empathy.
Right.
You know what I mean? But hold on, nigga, I'm bleeding. What the fuck was you doing there, though? See, that's what you get.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's not empathy at all.
No, not at all. And, you know, it's like, even, so even when you knew, though, it's still that idea of, ah, oh, man, I'm strong in this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a drug.
I've snorted cocaine for right. 10 years. I, shit, this ain't nothing. I can hit this and keep right. it moving. I, you know what I'm saying? That curiosity gets you.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that was good. Now, let me get another one now.
Yeah,
the
man.
Next thing you know, the professional that live across the street done his whole house is a crack house yeah. now. You know what I'm saying? His family gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was like an upstanding family. You know what I'm saying?
No,
nice lawn. You know what I mean? Everything good. Professionals. You know what I'm saying? Fraternity member. And that shit, he has a whole crew of niggas serving out of his house. And he a slave in his own house.
Yeah. I remember I used to live right in the neighbor of mine's, couple doors down, like in the complex or whatever, in the area. They were, you would never know, upstanding, you know what I mean? Good job, nice mm-hmm. little, you know, decent car, kids, you know what I mean? Like everything was a go. That shit turns out to be a full-blown crack house. That shit got raided. Like, and
right.
But it was like under your nose. I mean, I was young, so maybe I ain't really. But sometimes you kind of know where the little spots are, where people right. be getting high. You would have never, I'll say for me, I would have never in a million years been like such and such. There's no way. That's right. the one motherfucker. And then you like, what?
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it happens so fast, especially like, when, you know, the person was a professional. It's like, what happens is, as long as you got good money coming,
you can function.
You can function. You could, nobody will never know.
Yeah.
It's when the money stop. It's when, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. when you still need that hit after 8 minutes, and mm-hmm. it ain't no more money, and you got to go find you some money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 2 days of that, you a full-on crackhead.
You been on tour.
You done sold your shoes. Right. You know what I'm saying? You done did all kind of shit. You ain't thinking about no bath. You fucked up. Now you know what I'm saying? You a walking ghost.
That shit crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But as long as, you know, they got their job and it's still good, mm-hmm. you can't see it. But then what happens is all that shit run out. And if you got a nice house and all that shit, and you good, you got shit to sell off. You done, you know what I'm saying? Before you get to your car and your clothes, you got shit you can sell off, your old jewelry and your this and your that, you know what I mean? And then the last bargaining chip is, y'all niggas can serve out of my house, but y'all gotta let me smoke for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, that's when you're in servitude. You know what I mean? That's when your shit turn into a full-blown situation real quick, two weeks later.
And you ain't got no real leverage because you a crackhead.
Right. 2 weeks later, your shit is all getting raided. It's all kind of shit happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like what they did in Snowfall. They kind of accelerated it because, you know, she took her first hit and went full crackhead by the morning.
2 days.
It wasn't even 2 days. It was
24 hours.
12 hours. It wasn't even 24, it was 15 hours.
Yeah.
She went from, you know what I'm saying, upstanding citizen to full-blown crack wars.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they accelerated the pace, but they showed you that's how it goes. You out there and now you dealing with real slick-ass crackheads who got to get that hit, mm-hmm. and they've been out there longer than you. Mm-hmm. They know how it go. They know what to do. You got some money, they gonna get it out you.
You seen Wanda spin on her that fast.
Yeah, because that 8 minutes is up. That 8 minutes, she got to smoke.
You got to come up off of that. Wow. What I did respect, though, is I do like Mel wasn't a sucker. She's just, you know, she's an unfortunate situation. Right. You know what I mean? You know, but she defends herself. I thought that was cool. It was some other shit. You know what I never knew? This, just a sidebar, but it was an interesting, like, maybe a dart. It was like, Spelman named after a white woman. I know. But you know what? That's such a factoid. That might be some shit on crackhead.
About a white man.
Shit, I ain't going there. That shit named that. I was like, what?
Yeah, they threw a lot of little darts in there. Oh, it was man. Like, my aunt went there. But she loved it. But she was gay.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. Yeah.
So she threw a lot of darts in there. Oh, man. But it's very of the culture, you know what I'm saying? And what I really like about, you know what I'm saying, that era as well, is it was a time before like the internet, before everything was just so universal really quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You say something now, it's universal.
Right.
It's like you live in a black ass bubble,
right,
listening to black ass music.
Right.
Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no Jeromes on the other, you know what I mean? It's like Jerome is a
one of a one
archetype of this community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like that that it takes you to that time, because mm-hmm. that shit was that ain't coming back no more. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not.
Because you know you got the internet. Yeah. Everything go from here to there real quick.
Split second.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, I be sitting there watching that show like, man, they did a good ass
they
job.
Killed it. It's a great show. It's a great show. Now Power, on the other hand, Power came in. Buckle up for another work. There's gonna be.
They started off fucked up with the
theme was, whoa, what's going on? Why you can't just let him finish off?
Come on, man. Why you gonna change it in the ninth inning?
Come on, let Joe shine, man. And niggas is ready too. That is the opening bell. That's the salvo. Let it go.
You know what I'm saying? Then it came in all weak.
Like, that's a lot of treble.
That's just sounded all tinny.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Even the new verse sounded like the mix wasn't right.
Yeah.
Like,
you ain't want to hear the new verse 3 bars in. You was like, come on. You were still upset about the Joe shit.
Right. You mean, because that shit just gets you all the way
prepared.
I think
he going back to it.
Yeah.
I saw that. Did you see that?
I see you saying it.
I saw that. I saw a little video Fifth put out where he was like, you know, what did he say? First, he started out on the offensive. He was like, y'all niggas ain't bought a Joe record in X amount of years. Blase like,
he just don't give a fuck.
Y'all keep talking all that shit. I'm going to have to go ahead and change. You don't not really ever see him concede to Walter. So that shit is hitting the margins. People is like, nah.
Nah, B.
Oh, shit.
Because, you know, you get... They even changed it. I was already, before I even heard the song, I was already throwing
the chord.
Nah, because they changed the voice to the motherfucker. They come on like the
previously?
Stars. Yeah, the star shit come on.
Yeah.
It was like, previously on Power. Like, you so used, like, when you be watching that shit and binging that shit, you used to that voice.
It was a different voice?
It was a different voice.
Wow.
This shit sound lighter too. Previously on Power. Like, what the fuck is that? And then the song came in. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, that kind of threw you a little bit.
Man, fast forward.
So,
let me skip this shit. Usually when the power
let
song
it ride.
Comes, you let it rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Get something to eat. Go get a little drink.
Saying? Fix your little snacks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let that shit play while you getting
let
your little drink.
Let it vamp on out. You know what I mean? Go ahead,
like,
Joe.
Oh, man, skip this
what
shit.
What is this?
Let's get into
what
it.
What show is this?
So like then, the bootleg version of the show.
So, yeah, man. Episode 1.
Wow.
It's already, we're getting ridiculous already.
Yeah.
Tonally, we not consistent. We're not keeping the same energy.
Nah, they rushing through it just like Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
dude.
But like that little tussle between Ghost and Tommy, that's supposed to clear the whole shit up based on Tommy Pops got killed by Tommy, and then right. Ghost Lady got killed
but,
by. Come on.
But did you hear the sound effects in the shit? It sounded like,
nah,
like a fucking Kung Fu movie. They were doing all that yelling.
It was
and
looking
grunting.
Silly.
It was
it
grunting
silly.
And yelling and shit. Like, it was like some voiceover ass. Like, it wasn't even them. I'm like, oh. Man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
He done hit out. You know what I'm saying? Hit out in the man crib just to tussle.
Right.
Fuck out.
That was kind of crazy. So that was like, that was a little bit of a letdown, because you could have let that build throughout the season. He wanted to strike revenge.
Right.
That little whack ass fair one y'all just shot, that shit, and y'all cool after that? That don't.
Nah,
I mean, y'all not
that
really
cool,
but that didn't feel like, that didn't feel like what would have really transpired based right. on the
gravity
right of the situation.
And the nigga done shot up the car.
Right. So I'm strapping in. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. Yeah. My expectations are right there in the middle. You know what I mean? Right where, you know, I don't expect a whole lot. Right, I expect us right. to get to the end of the shit. I would like to see. All right, well, fuck it. Let's get a speculation report on it. So, what you think? How you think it's going to end?
I ain't even looking that far. Like,
but let's have.
But
a
I'm saying, it's like, you know what I'm saying? All right, let's go. Fuck it. I ain't gonna take fun.
Yeah. Let's give it a couple of little guesses at it. I think Tariq is going to kill Tommy. I think.
Damn, you went deep.
Think Tasha going to kill Ghost.
I don't think Ghost going to die.
I don't either. I'm just pulling. These are takes.
I think Ghost going to make it out on the other side, stick it to the man.
All right. So I'm going Tariq going to kill Tommy. I'm going Tasha going to kill Ghost. And I'm saying that. Something big gonna happen with Lala, but I don't know where that's gonna play out. Like, I don't know if Tasha gonna have to lay her down. Something gonna happen.
Lala gonna have to lay Tasha down.
Something gonna happen, because that's been a little percolated too. They kind of got Lala in position for a payoff.
They might have a kung fu fight too.
They should. They should have a good one. That's it. I'm not even really tripping off anything on the FBI side. Like, yeah, I care nothing.
Whole new villain of a investigator. Come on, man.
Oh, my guy.
He's just the same character from all the rest of them. Over and over.
Yeah, they just erase and bring another one
right.
in.
A new face to the same fucking
almost,
character.
It was almost funny when old Azalea Banks got fired, when she was like, you already know what it is. It was almost like.
Azalea Banks.
You might remember Azalea Banks a little bit. He was like, you already know what it is.
My black ass gotta go home.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh.
You see me with this box.
All right, that ain't nothing, man.
Anyway.
I don't know.
We'll see, though. What's your predictions?
I think Ghost gonna walk through the fire. He might get, you know what I'm saying, they might gun for him, but I think he gonna make it out on the other side.
Everybody else?
Everybody else ain't gonna make it.
Tommy dying?
Tommy gonna die.
Tommy looking like he one fucked up with other. Them other cats.
He fucking up all the way around.
He bugging.
He stay fucking up.
He's bugging, but that's Tommy. That, at least that's consistent. Tommy's always been a wild card. He's always good to bug out at some point,
right.
And he's bugging out. Yeah, so there that out. Go. Go ahead.
I don't know. Tasha find a new boo. And leave they all their ass and move to Atlanta.
So you think she going to get her own spinoff?
Atlanta. She moving to Atlanta with a spinoff. You know what I'm saying? Hilarious. Tasha in Atlanta with Lala open a new beauty parlor in Atlanta and
that's
shit.
Funny.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Tate, you think he coming back?
Tate in the preview for next week.
Okay.
He was whooping somebody ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tate. I didn't even see a preview.
Yeah, you got to watch past the fucking credits. You be so pissed off that you be like, man, cut this shit off. Yeah, you watch past the credits. They had a preview. Tate was whooping somebody ass.
Hilarious. Yeah,
telling Ghost, you know what I'm saying, he not going down with his ship. You know what I'm saying? Tate going to get his ass killed.
Yeah. He might. I mean, he should. I don't.
Ghost going
to
kill Tate.
He a little too indignant. He too indignant for him to not. Either he got a little bit more handle in the streets than has been revealed. Or he just a little too indignant. He just need to die. Because he right. talking like he got shooters on right. deck. So, who knows?
He's just like them politicians that was on the wire and shit.
Right. But, you know, but he has a shady little past. He's connected on some level to where he feel like he could move a certain type of way. That's
right.
not
I mean,
all
he had
politician.
To move that kind of way. Right.
That's yeah. a little bit of.
He doing that hood business.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, that's that. I'm gonna tell you some other shit, dude. Yeah, I'm watching that Wu-Tang shit come back. That's gonna come on next week. That should be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm about to check out. I have yet to watch this new Chappelle special.
Oh, you ain't watch it?
Now I'm trying to avoid all social media. Matt told me he saw it. I got a couple texts from homies.
I saw it last
night. Yeah, I'm slipping dipping. I totally forgot that it came out. And I hear he is. It's no more playing GA. Don't even tell me no more.
I mean,
please.
I'm just saying. He just sets it all the way. I think he's resetting
the whole shit.
The expectations
for comedy.
For himself at least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he just comes out and just kicks over all the fucking shits.
Right. All right. You know so yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah and I see it. That. You know, what's so funny. I saw. You know, he been doing that for a bit, a little bit. He did it on that last one, which right. the bird, where he like explicitly was like, "Yo, comics, y'all need to go ahead and right. da 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 da."
And that's what he on.
What got me more interested is, I guess it was the last Kevin Hart interview on The Breakfast Club. I think it was the last one, maybe the one before that, probably the last one. But he said, you know, Kevin Hart always got his years ahead. I'm doing this movie that's coming out 2022, and I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And he said, next time I come back to do stand-up, I'm going to be bad Kevin Hart. I'm turning heel. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm going to be bad Kevin Hart because I want to. And I think he even said that in that moment. He said, I want to reset the way people interact with me on a comedic level mm-hmm. to kind of give me my space again. Right. And I was like, nigga. I'm excited. Bad Kevin Hart sound kind of crazy. That just sounds funny.
See, that's just a little bunny, a little badass bunny. Animated bunny, evil bunny and shit from the Pets movie.
But it's going to be interesting to see how this all impacts the game. I'm curious. I'm going to watch that shit tonight.
Yeah, he's shaking shit up.
Yeah. What else, man? What's going on with you, man? How was your weekend?
Man, my weekend was good, man. It was good till it wasn't.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, that's how it happened. Till one or till
no, no. We had a block party this weekend, so that was dope. You know what I'm saying? Was
okay.
Out there, you know, kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Full block was engaged. You know what I'm saying? Bouncing. You know,
spot to spot,
getting plates, and you know what I'm saying? I usually bring the drinks.
Yeah, I was about to say, what you bring to the table?
I mean, you know everybody like. You know what I'm saying? So the one lady who always, you know, my daughter always at her house because she has a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And she held me down one day. I was shooting, and my daughter was at her house, and I was late mm-hmm. coming to get her. Mm-hmm. She was like, all I want is your wife to make me that, you know what I'm saying? She made this little concoction of drink that everybody really liked. Mm-hmm. So she like, she just need to make me some of that, my own batch. I don't want nobody sharing. So she got that, you know what I'm saying? The next house after that, they like, you know what I'm saying? They usually either drinking like Corona or like the flavored Bud Lights and shit. So I took a case of Corona over there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Then, you know, on the other end of the block is the progressive end. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So they fuck with like Modelo's and IPAs and shit. Okay. So I took the IPAs down there. And then I had a few bottles of like, you know, the sparkling rosé.
Yeah.
You know, so that's always festive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I took one down to one of my neighbors and then took one down to the end. The building, they usually be doing their own little shit. Like, and I just found out just now why, you know what I'm saying, this year. So I'm walking down towards that way, and you remember Samantha from Vibe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was there.
Okay.
She was like, hey, what's going on? Da, 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 da.
Right.
And it turns out her family owns that building.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, this is the first time I went inside of their little block party thing because they do it inside their gate. They don't be out on the street.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying, so it turns out most of the people that live in that building are related.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying, that's why they always just had their own little shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, so.
Oh, okay.
But since it was my welcome to their little scenario.
You got a little access.
I went home and got them a bottle of rosé.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, let them know it's all good.
There
I bring
go.
Good tidings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, did that, man. Everybody bust off their things and had a good time, man. My man Lloyd, they about to move back to Cali, so you know this was their last block party. So you know he was barbecuing and doing
send off.
Yeah,
he's selling the joint or trying to.
I don't know the man business.
No, I mean, ain't business, but I'm just saying, leaving the spot or if it's
you know. Yeah, he probably selling. You know what I'm saying, leave with some capital.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, moving back to Bakersfield, California.
Well, all right.
So that was dope, and then you know. And then, shit, I got through the weekend real cool. Then last night, I got myself involved in a nigga moment.
Uh-oh. Let's talk about it.
A classic nigga moment. So, you know, my son, you know, he was sitting on the stoop next door. They got, you know what I'm saying, a daughter that's probably a year or two older than him, but they grew up together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he over there chilling before he go back to school and shit. And then her, I guess, boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or in between being a boyfriend and heading to an ex,
right,
rolls up. You know, so I'm in the house, so I don't know what's happening. I just saw, when I came in, I saw him out there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I hear a lot of
territorial.
You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of, you know what I'm saying? Right. Come down, come down. And I'm like, oh, no, what the fuck going on out there?
Right.
So I go out, you know what I'm saying? Just in time. Like, just so happened I was walking past the front window in the front room. You know what I mean? So I hear this, I go out. And at this point, I got no shirt, you know what I'm saying? No shoes.
You know, it's on some straight island shit.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what I'm saying? This is like, you know,
castaway.
When the time comes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Jump on in.
Right.
So I get out there, and you know what I'm saying? This nigga on the sidewalk talking shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At this point, he kind of talking to his girl, and she like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, keep it moving. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Get on from around here.
Right.
You know, that ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
No. Shit, feelings get involved.
Quarrel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So then he started coming up steps, and I'm
Dolo?
Yeah, he Dolo. But now I'm like, hold up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm watching the scenario.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he get up there, and
they see you?
I mean, you know, they ain't worrying about me at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. I'm present. I ain't jumped in yet because I'm peeping the scenario.
Right.
So, you know, he get up there, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, he trying to talk. You know how when you trying to talk to your girl, she ain't trying to have it.
Yeah.
You trying to, like, hold up, you know what I'm saying, grab her arm, then she do the little snatch away, and now it's looking like a violent scenario. It's
domestic.
But it ain't yet, but it just looked that way, like, you know what I'm saying?
The optics are bad.
That snatch away be like, get off me!
Yeah,
be like, oh. So once it got to that point, okay, I jumped on up the steps, like, you know, man, listen, man. I said, I know you got you a situation head going right now, but you ain't finna put your hands on nobody around here, man.
Uh-huh.
And then now, he like, but that's my girl, da 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 da.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Now he's pointing his energy towards my son.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And she up here sitting with this nigga. And I'm like,
yeah,
like, hold
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Then, you know, my son, he like offended.
Yeah.
So now he jumping up with, and they both, and I'm like, ah. Oh, dumb young niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I grabbed my son. I'm like, man, I kind of threw him downstairs. Like, man, go in the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just go.
Yeah.
Nah, man, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, get in the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I finally gets him off the stoop and at least in our yard over, you know what I'm saying? You know, these houses are connected for to give the people the visual. Hey, row houses, brownstones, all connected together. So it's, you know.
Ain't but so far.
Yeah, it's like if you jump off they steps, you in my yard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So send him home. So now I got to deal with the Nick. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, man, you know what I mean? He trying to tell me about what he, you know what I'm saying? He offended and what he going to want to do. And I'm like, listen, man, you know what I mean? You ain't about to do none of that around here, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know, I got a father. I'm like, good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you should understand. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm trying to defuse the situation. And
what kind of kid is he? Is he like, you see, like he...
I don't know. See, that's what, you know what I'm saying?
From your interaction.
From my interaction, it seemed like he a regular, you know what I'm saying? Probably
just upset.
Upset.
Ego was,
you know what I'm saying?
Inflamed.
His, yo. You know when you girl, you in the middle of that situation, you're hurt.
And, trying to save face.
You're hurt, now you know you want to do something, but you can't. And then your home training won't let you do what you want to do up front.
Right.
But if you get pushed too far, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to
make defuse it.
Defuse the situation to where it's, you know what I mean, to a point where, you know, he could, you know, back up off the situation. So she go in the house. He runs in behind her.
Oh, he run into the house.
He runs in behind her. Uh-huh. Now, I was like, well, maybe I should run in too to see, you know what I'm saying, make sure.
Don't do that.
But.
Never do that.
But, you know what I'm saying, she called for her parents. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay, cool. They could take it from here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I backed on back down the steps, you know what I'm saying, and went back to my yard just to see what the play was. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I guess I don't know what happened in there, but, you know, man, he got pushed back out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And from what the conversation was, seemed like, you know what I'm saying, Pops had done, you know what I'm saying, put the yoke on him right quick.
Okay.
Got him up out, you know what I mean, and, you know, it settled down, and, you know what I'm saying, the older sister came and kind of played the mediator and, worked, you know what I'm saying, drug him down the street and, you know what I mean, had the grown lady talk, you know what I'm saying, with him, blah, blah, blah. But, you know what I'm saying, that was my first time in New York in some type of, you know what I'm saying, situation.
Yeah.
And like you say, I don't know what it is, you know what I'm saying? All I know is what wasn't going to happen was, you know what I'm saying, wasn't going to be no static in my yard.
Yeah.
In front of my face with my children.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Not a whole block was out there. Now everybody
now you
looking
like
at me,
the enforcer.
Now everybody looking at me different, like on Kendrick. Now ever since then, I've been looking
hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Why did you wild out? Did you have to wild out a little bit?
I mean,
you had to take it there?
Your conversation, your language, and your body language has to be wild out
a little bit more colorful.
When you enter the situation, you ain't finna be your cool.
It's no Meek Mill.
Cool Ali, the neighbor. You know what I'm saying? You got to come in speaking the language. And you know what I'm saying? And projecting what needs to be projected to diffuse the situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm no fool. I ain't finna just go and start with violence. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm gonna do. And that's what I'm trying to tell my son. It's like, listen, man.
For what?
You got to be able to look past
the ego.
What anybody else is thinking in the situation. You got to be able to see the next few steps. And you know what I'm saying? Now he's like, I'm like, man, listen, you feel like you ready for what comes with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't, you know what I'm saying, an imminent danger to you, there's no need to take it to a place that you ain't ready for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't ready. What happens? You take it down, the nigga whip his knife out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then what? And then you catch one to the side, you know what I'm saying, to the ribs and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What happens if you do get the best of him? Throw him down the steps.
Yeah.
He knock his head on the sidewalk.
Break his neck.
You ready for the Rikers? You not ready for the Rikers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I don't need you.
You sound like that nigga on the Snoop album.
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't you.
Exactly.
It was worthless.
It's worthless, dog. This beef ain't about shit.
Yeah.
You want to pop off because he wants you to be from around his girl. This ain't even your girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, listen, man, really, you had to figure out better ways to solve that problem. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him put his hands on her, but you got to figure out how to do that in a way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I wasn't there, how would that shit end?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So trying to get him to think of better conflict resolution.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because shit like that is easy to pop off. I could have easily been like, you know what I'm saying, went upside that little boy head. Now, he wasn't even a boy, he a man.
Yeah.
But went upside his head. But what the fuck? I ain't got time to be sitting around in nobody's central booking for no real reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd have been unnecessary.
If it had to go there, you know what I'm saying? If he was out there armed and shit, and then I had to come with a different situation,
right,
then it's different. But that wasn't that.
How much of that did you even calculate? Because that's, you know.
I'm always calculating that.
Uh-huh.
When I'm going up the stairs, even in a rash moment, that's who I am.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I operate better in the stress. You know what I'm saying?
Because now I'm thinking
faster. And I'm like, you know, shit, man. I'm from Miami, like Rick Ross was saying on Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Miami. You be in real situations with real danger and real, like, life or death shit.
Right.
And you figure my methods work in that. That shit damn sure gonna work in this.
Right.
So you ain't too concerned, but you got your head on the swivel, and you making sure that you peeping the whole situation for what it is.
Uh-huh.
And until the situation presents itself as an imminent danger,
uh-huh,
I'ma operate as if I could squash this shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And send that shit a whole nother direction.
Uh-huh.
I operate in the fashion that I can outthink that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And not to say that I'm, you know what I mean, I'm not big, I'm not bad.
Yeah.
But since motherfucking seventh grade, when niggas started to get big and bad,
you knew how to
I learned how to deal with big and bad. So when it's big and not bad, it's a little, it's the stress levels are less.
Can handle that barefoot.
Barefoot and shit.
Oh, well, tell the people where you gonna be barefoot in the streets.
That's how we gonna end it, man.
Damn. What else you
want to
say?
Damn. I mean, it was a squash, and I had a great day today.
Oh, well, right. Well, there it go.
You know what I'm saying? It's all over. You know what I mean?
He diffused it.
It's good. It worked out, man. Shit. All right, man. I'm gonna be in BK, man. You know what I'm saying? You can catch me on the gram at Mr. Muhammad. You can catch me on Twitter at Mr. Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? And that's that.
There you go. There you go. Where am I at? I will be at Eastville Comedy Club on the 1st. Where else? I'll probably be a few other places popping around, but check me out on the gram and Twitter, D Lemon Comedy. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.